Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our 12th installment of the opening section of Shemona Esrei. I just want to tie one loose end from what we discussed yesterday with Mashiv Ruach HaMoed HaGeshem. There are different practices between Ashkenazim, Sfardim, and Nusach Sfard, for that matter, regarding what do you do during the time of year that you don't say Mashiv Ruach HaMoed HaGeshem. During the spring and summertime, a standard Nusach Ashkenaz says nothing in the place of Mashiv Ruach HaMoed HaGeshem. Standard Nusach Sfard and Sfardim say Morid HaTal. Does that change anything in the halacha? So if someone says nothing in the place of Mashiv Ruach HaMoed HaGeshem, when they were supposed to have said Mashiv Ruach HaMoed HaGeshem, then as we discussed, if they got far enough that they already completed the bracha or something akin to that, they would have to go back to the beginning of Shemona Esrei. If instead of saying Mashiv Ruach HaMoed HaGeshem, someone said Morid HaTal means we praise God for bringing dew, that's considered close enough. And if indeed he said Morid HaTal instead of Mashiv Ruach HaMoed HaGeshem, one would not have to repeat Shemona Esrei for that. But if one said nothing instead of Mashiv Ruach HaMoed HaGeshem, one would need to go back. Let's do it the other way. Let's say it's the time of year that one would not be saying Mashiv Ruach HaMoed HaGeshem, and indeed they said Mashiv Ruach HaMoed HaGeshem. So then the halacha would be either way that one would actually need to repeat Shemona Esrei. So that's just something to keep in mind. Okay, to go on to Hakel HaKadosh, we know that year-round we say the bracha of Hakel HaKadosh. We discussed the other day, we emphasize God's being Kadosh so far beyond us. Now during Aseret Yemei Tshuva, the 10 days of repentance, instead of saying Hakel HaKadosh, we say HaMelech HaKadosh. It's a very interesting change if you think about it. Kael connotes the fact that Hashem is mighty. Hashem is omnipotent. Actually, there are commentators that explain that the whole idea of the name Elohim is the plural of Kael. That Elohim, he's the Lord, so he's the source of multiple powers, multiple forces. So it's like a stronger form of Kael. But the basic idea of HaKael HaKadosh is he's the powerful God who's absolutely beyond us. What's so interesting is during the Aseret Yemei Tshuva, we tweak that and we say he's HaMelech HaKadosh. Yes, he's Kadosh. Yes, he's beyond us, but he's our Melech. And what it implies to be our Melech, our King, is that we absolutely need to serve him. And that's really a theme that we emphasize in a very strong way during the Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur season. It's not about him, how powerful and mighty he is. The real question is, what are we doing about it? And that's the instruction of HaMelech HaKadosh. It's a good thing to know that if after the Aseret Yemei Tshuva, a person said HaMelech HaKadosh instead of HaKel HaKadosh, they would need to repeat Shemona Esrei. Because the bottom line is, the standard prescription is not that he's our king, so we have to do all this stuff. It's, he's totally beyond you. He's absolutely powerful. So either way, if someone said HaKel HaKadosh when they were supposed to say HaMelech HaKadosh, or vice versa, if they didn't correct it immediately, Toch Kedei Dibur, within basically 1.5 seconds of finishing the word Kadosh, and before they began the next bracha, then they would need to go back and start Shemona Esrei from the beginning. Really technical point for a moment. I'm asked this every now and then. When the halacha is that you have to start from the beginning of Shemona Esrei, do you start going back and forth with the three steps? So the answer is no. You know, once you're in your Shemona Esrei formation, so to say, that you've taken your three steps forward and you're in the middle of Shemona Esrei, so then if anything happens that you have to go back to the beginning, you don't go back to Hashem Sfasai Tiftach, you don't start taking steps back and forth, you just start again with Baruch Atah Hashem. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.